lot of the future is out of your hands at this point?
Oh, we can only control our last game. So that's where our focus is that, you know, if we don't come out and play a strong game and give ourselves a chance to win, then it doesn't matter. So that's our focus is, you know, we are guaranteed one game. And even if we had nothing to play for, so to speak, in terms of playoffs or whatnot, you know, I think this group has a lot of pride with where we've come from. And we're right on the bubble, so I think we still feel like we have a lot to play for.
Well, given where you have come from, I mean, there's obvious improvement here with the team. Did you feel disappointment last night in the sense that maybe you didn't play the way you had been playing building up to the game as a team? I don't mean you personally, but you know, we'd seen lots of A games, lots of 60-minute performances, those sorts of things, and maybe last night getting away from that a little. Was that a part of the disappointment last night?
I think our team left everything on the ice last night. I think so. After the game, we were disappointed we lost. We weren't disappointed in our effort. Did we play as well as we've played the last eight games? That's probably up for discussion. There's probably more that contributes to that than just, what happened on the ice. But, you go into the game, what can you control? You can control your effort and your attitude out there. Those things were both on our bench. We felt like we brought both of those aspects. So you're not always that's not always going to equal A games. And it didn't turn out that way last night. And I guess that was probably why we didn't win.
You left yourself a pretty big hill to climb, though. I mean, you did really well at the end of the season. It was that little stretch there that set you up for this situation. So. I don't know. I guess, what do you take in the next season?
What do you take in the next season? There's going to be ups and downs in any season. So we had our ups and we had our downs. And it's true that we set ourselves behind the eight ball. But with that said, what we've done down the stretch has been what I'm going to choose to focus on. And I think that's what everyone should choose to focus on. You know, had every team in front of us not won every single game, we might be talking about a different situation here. But that's not the situation, and that's not what happened. And, we lost five straight, and we could have looked at it and folded the tent like maybe years past with teams that have been in that situation. We didn't. We dug our heels in, and when we competed our asses off. And that's what we're going to focus on, and whatever anyone else says, that's up for them to say.
What's the biggest thing the group learned about themselves during this stretch drive?
I think we learned that we have it in this room. You know, we have it. It's there. We've been playing playoff hockey now for a number of games, and we've been good, and I think we've proven to ourselves that we belong in that discussion. And if things end up and we're the ninth place team, I don't think we feel like we're the ninth best team. I think we feel like we belong in that top eight. And if we don't end up being there, that's the way it goes. But I think we've certainly left it all on the ice up to this point, and we're going to do that tomorrow night and cross our fingers. And that's the best we can do.